Murder on Parade, A Murder She Wrote Mystery, a novel by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain, narrated by Cynthia Darlow.
Chapter 1.
By the old Lord Harry, it seems to get hotter every day and no relief in sight.
Seth Hazlitt wasn't exaggerating. A front had stalled just off the coast, trapping a flow of hot, humid air coming from the southwest and turning Cabot Cove into a sticky, steamy mess. The temperature had broken records for as far back as they'd been kept, and the forecast for the next several days was more of the same. You couldn't help but notice a discernible rise in tempers as people slowly moved through their days, perspiration dripping down their necks, eyes stinging from the polluted, stagnant, greenish air, seeking out any place that had a high-efficiency air conditioner. Fortunately, Mara's Luncheonette, where I sat with Seth and Sheriff Mort Metzger, had an AC that kept up with the heat. I'd met them for breakfast that morning to discuss the upcoming 4th of July weekend celebration. As a physician, Seth was concerned with the well-being of citizens who might overdo things in the heat.
"Folks don't realize how heat stroke can sneak up on you," he said, motioning for Mara to refill his coffee cup. "Too many damn fools go running around in this weather, and before they know it, they're in the emergency room being treated."
Mort agreed.
"The mayor's got us putting up notices around town warning people to take it easy until this heat wave breaks, but it doesn't look like it will until after the 4th.
"I've heard people suggest we cancel some of the events," I offered.
"Hard to do that, Mrs. F.," said Mort. "You know how folks around here feel about Independence Day. They take it real serious."
"Like the rest of the nation," I said.